We're going to see how the strategy using AAVD upfront plays out in a patient that Molly has in a second. But I just want to bring one other topic up. And of course, this is a topic that we're going to deal with in almost every one of these symposia because checkpoint inhibitors right now are infiltrating into solid tumor medicine. But a really interesting story here, Craig, in terms of checkpoint inhibitors and Hodgkin lymphoma, where it seems like maybe Hodgkin might be the most responsive disease to checkpoint inhibitors. There's a really fascinating sort of observation kind of behind this in terms of the amplification of PD-L1. Craig, can you take a shot at explaining what goes on in Hodgkin lymphoma and how responsive it is to checkpoint inhibitors?
Well, sure, you are correct. You know, Hodgkin lymphoma is the king or queen of the response rate with checkpoint inhibitors, and we've been studying this now for a long time. It just so happens that the most common genetic abnormality in the Reed-Sternberg cell, which is the cancer cell in Hodgkin lymphoma, is an abnormality on chromosome 9p. And there are interesting things that live on chromosome 9p, including PD-1 and JAK, but PD-1 lives there. And it turns out that because of that, the checkpoint inhibitors, which as everybody knows who's listening, inhibit an inhibitory signal. I'm not going to say the word melts, but every single patient with Hodgkin lymphoma usually has some type of response, which can be seen on these waterfall plots. And I'm sure you've been familiar with these. Now, it's good to be on the bottom part of the waterfall plot as opposed to the top. And you can see with the two drugs that are approved in Hodgkin lymphoma, Pembro and Nivo, that almost every single patient responded. We still have patients getting nivolumab from the original phase 1 study, protocol 12282. So late 2012, they're still getting Nivo, and there are still patients getting Pembro from the original study in 2013. Are the patients cured? I don't know if they're cured, but without the drugs, they wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see how this actually plays out in a patient. But I think we should say, too, that I'm sure the obvious question is, what about using checkpoint inhibitors earlier? And we can talk about a lot of trials that are looking at that. And, of course, it seems like that may be in the future. But before we even comment on that, let's just get into the issue of how it plays out in practice.